Welcome back into Southern Sports Now. Alongside Big Ben, I am Jonas Mount. Of course, as we're doing each and every weekday, leading right up to the draft, we are counting down the top 10 in reverse order. As far as each and every one of these teams leading right up to the Carolina Panthers, of course, the day before the draft. It is the Arizona Cardinals.
And they are on the clock.
They are on the clock. And to help us talk a little bit about the Arizona Cardinals, Jess Root, blogger for Revenge of the Birds, covering the Arizona Cardinals, joining us here on SSN. Jess, thanks for taking time out. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking some time out this afternoon. Arizona Cardinals, franchise not that far removed from having been in a Super Bowl, and certainly quarterback play was, at the top of its game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable at that time with Kurt Warner and the things that he did, coming off of a couple of odd years, if you will, with the New York Giants. But quarterback is obviously, Jess, a concern for the Arizona Cardinals. There's no doubt about that. Several different directions that they could go in when they get to the April 28th draft. Quarterback a concern. How much has a lack of free agency hurt or helped the decision on what to do with that fifth pick?
Well, I think what Ken Whisenhunt is looking at is a couple of things. If he goes quarterback in the first round, which I personally doubt he will do, they were going to go a veteran route anyway. The only thing that has been affected is that with the CBA, with the way it is with the lockout, they can't do any trades.
Right.
And I think number one on their list perhaps has been Kevin Cobb, or at least it's been rumored. And that's the issue there, is that they can't trade for anybody. With the fifth pick, they might go. I personally doubt they will, unless every single one of their top five picks or top three or four or five on their board are already gone. But as for the free agency, that won't be an issue, because when the lockout ends, they'll have the free agency period.
It's going to be an interesting sort of conundrum that they're in, because you look at the situation of free agency more than likely, although we've had a few people literally call this show and think that free agency, because of the importance of it before the draft, we may get a week of that, or maybe even just a couple of days to allow teams to make some decisions that they otherwise wouldn't be able to make with no free agency in play. That being said, if there is no free agency before the draft starts, what are the chances that we're looking at quarterback, assuming a guy like a Blaine Gabbert still available with the fifth pick?
Well, there's some reports that say that Ken Whisenhunt really likes Gabbert, but at the same time, I think they're looking for, and Ken Whisenhunt's words have been as such, is that he's looking for someone that can make an impact on the team this year. Mm-hmm. And so you would think, and his exact words is that he doesn't think that there is a guy in this draft, quarterback-wise, that is a Matt Ryan or Sam Bradford or any of those guys. And so the team's priority is to pick someone who that high, is someone who's going to make an impact, maybe from day one, but definitely in year one.
Jess, let me ask you, because it seems to me that the Arizona Cardinals have a lot of talent at very key positions. Do you get the feeling that Ken Whisenhunt has a shelf life, and that the team itself has a shelf life, and that's why they have to get a quarterback this year that can produce?
Well, there is definitely some of that, because they do have a little bit of age on the team. Well, and I don't think there's so much of the shelf life with the age, as they have the issue of their star player in Larry Fitzgerald.
Right.
Might leave after this year if things don't turn around. Yeah, he wants to stay in Arizona. They said as much. He loves it here, but he has his career to look at. He wants to win, and he wants to be elite and win. He doesn't want to trade one or the other. He wants to be elite, but most important, he wants to go back to the Super Bowl. And if it doesn't look like that's going to be anytime soon, he will leave.
Now, you talk about that, but on the opposite side of the ball, the defense, what can you do in the draft this year to make your defense Super Bowl caliber?
First of all, they brought a guy in Ray Horton, who, by all indications, it looks like an outstanding coach in the way of scheming and the way of teaching and personnel-wise. They need better pass rush on the outside. That's where, if we had to pick somebody that everybody wants Arizona to get, it's Von Miller. There's some doubt now as whether he will fall to number five, but Von Miller would be perfect, because he's that outside rush that they need. We've got the defensive tackle in Dan Williams, who showed lots of promise to anchor the inside of the interior line. And with Calais Campbell and Darnell Dawkins, they have to play better than they did last year.
And so does Joey Porter, man. Believe me, I know. I'm a former Dolphin fan.
Well, and that's, I don't know if Joey Porter will end up being back.
Yeah.
And if he is, it won't be in a full-time role. Ken Winston himself said that Joey Porter played too many downs last year at his age. And so he needs to be in as a part-time player.
Mm-hmm.
Jess Root, lead blogger for Revenge of the Birds, covering the Arizona Cardinals, joining us here on Southern Sports Now. Jess, you know, you talk about the pass rusher. What's a name that comes to mind? Because we know that before last season, they lost a couple of key guys on defense, you know, and of course, Carlos Dansby made the move in free agency, ends up with the Miami Dolphins. So certainly that hurt them in the way of getting to the quarterback. You know, who's a guy at the fifth pick that makes the most sense for them right now? Is Quinn high on their boards? Is it a Von Miller if he's still available at five? Which way do you think they'd be leaning if they go defense with the fifth pick?
Number one, I would be Von Miller. Number two, I think it'd be Marcell Dareus.
Okay.
And number three, I think it would be Patrick Peterson. Now, if the good thing is if Gabbert and Newton end up getting picked with the top two spots, one of those, well, in the top four picks, one of those three players is going to be available.